This is WMUK's West to Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Coming up, the state director of the Michigan chapter of the Sierra Club discusses pipeline safety after officials announced last week that a small leak was recently discovered in an Enbridge energy pipeline in the Straits of Mackinac. But first, students in Kalamazoo County now have a new option, which allows them to take an extra year of high school in order to advance in college or earn an associate's degree or a certificate. We're going to discuss the early middle college program with Kalamazoo Valley Community College Dean of Health and Sciences, Jim Taylor, and also Deb Miller, Executive Director of Education for Employment for the Kalamazoo Regional Educational Services Agency. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity.
Let's begin by having you explain, how does early middle college work?
Well, how early middle college will work is it's an opportunity for all the high school students in Kalamazoo County, generally speaking, starting with the 10th grade, and students will begin with a college success strategies course and start building in their schedule courses that are college courses, whether on the high school campus or dual enrollment over on KVCC campus. And they'll start out possibly in 10th grade, one or two courses along with their own high school courses. As it builds into the junior year, they'll have a few more courses under their belt, either on the high school campus through Education for Employment, Education for the Arts, or again, on KVCC's campus. And as it progresses in grade 12, you'll see that at least half of the day will be composed of Kalamazoo Valley Community College courses. So by the time they're in grade 13, their whole schedule will be totally Kalamazoo Valley Community College courses.
And there are some real advantages to the site types of issues that a lot of the research indicates that they describe it as the power of the site. That when high school students start showing up on a college campus, there is a bit of a change that takes place in their behavior. We hear from students that are currently doing this, that they go from their high school to our college site for courses, and then they really don't want to go back to their high schools because, interestingly enough, they feel that the students are more serious about learning. There's a maturation process that goes with that. And whenever you're talking to anybody about a middle college type of initiative, they will describe this power of the site as being an extremely important piece, and that's what this program has built into it.
Perhaps the students are growing up just a little bit quicker than they might otherwise.
Yes.
You mentioned that this can start in 10th grade. So by 10th grade, do you have to make the decision that you're going to go ahead with early middle college?
That is correct. Generally speaking, I notice I keep saying generally speaking, it is 10th grade. However, if a student chooses an 11th grade and possibly even 12th grade, there still is an opportunity. The opportunity would not necessarily have them reach to full potential of a two-year degree or a one-year certificate if they start later. Because the current round is in 10th grade through grade 13th, there is that potential of a two-year degree.
And what we see right now is we have students right now with some of our partnering schools that they did not make the decision in the 10th grade that they were going to do this, but yet we're still engaging them in college-level courses. So they may, as you know, Deb has already said, they may not get the full degree's worth, but they are getting some organized college courses.
Where is this available right now? Who are the students that are able to take advantage?
Well, right now it's dual enrollment that's on the high school campuses and at KVCC. So as far as what students take advantage, it's those students that have alternatively sought courses beyond their high school day that have been accepted into taking these college classes. When the early middle college opens up, we hope to open it up to whatever student is interested in that two-year degree or that one-year certificate, any of the certificate of achievements that we have, the opportunity will be there for them to partake.
Let me ask, who will be able to take advantage of early middle college, and when will they be able to do that? Kalamazoo County, will it be any student in Kalamazoo County?
Any student in Kalamazoo County. Currently, it is within the 9 public high school districts, 11 public high schools in Kalamazoo County, and technically speaking, we'll be making this available to all. There is a parent-student agreement that will need to be completed, and they'll have to take the Compass assessment, enroll in the College Success Strategies course, which is all about building the academic, social, study skills, preparing them for the higher level of the college courses.
Is this something that students are probably going to be interested in, or that their parents are likely to be interested in, because of concerns about the cost of higher education and students who do go through college, graduating, and then ending up with a lot of debt of loans that they have to repay?
I think the first thing that's going to get the parents' attention is exactly what you've just described, is the ability to take college courses at no cost to them. I think that'll get the parents' attention. Hopefully, the secondary message that parents will get in this process, though, is, again, the research has shown that students will very definitely benefit from this kind of a program. Students that get into these types of programs perform better than students that are not in these programs. They complete college at a higher rate than students that are not in these programs. And their academic performance is stronger than students who are not in these types of programs. So I think what the parents will grasp first is the cost benefit in doing it. And then what we're really hoping to see is the performance metrics of these students having higher success rates and things of that nature.
Students have an option of completing an associate's degree through this path, correct? So they could have an associate's degree after this 13th year of school?
That's correct. Right now, what we have is we have 7 programs that we're starting with. One of them is an Associate of Arts, Liberal Arts, intended to be a transfer type of program. KRESA, KVCC have jointly built this program around the Michigan Transfer Agreement standards, which will allow students to take advantage of that pretty much wherever they go. We've certainly worked very closely with Western in this process to make the program extremely compatible. There's still a couple of fine details that parents will need to be aware of. If your goal is to have your son or daughter get into a particular college, you know, let's say the College of Business here at Western, there may be some additional coursework that is going to be necessary for them to do that. So it may not be a direct connection, but certainly there is going to be a very strong connection in those types of courses and programs.
Besides the Associate in Arts degree, we are working with our Economic Pipeline and Education for Employment courses and Education for the Arts courses, and looking in offering the 2-year degree and or certificate in the manufacturing, machine tool area, welding, graphic design, and PC support technician. So we're opening up opportunities in the occupational areas besides just the Associate in Arts or Science.
And then, Deb, the long-range plans of the programming, would you like to briefly describe where you're going in the long run?
In the long run, all of our Education for Employment programs are currently aligned and articulate with 2-year degrees at KVCC and the majority of them and other colleges. But predominantly, we are hoping our goal is to have every single EFE program that is already articulated with KVCC, that will turn into a program of study for a 2-year degree and a 1-year certificate, so that students that are in any EFE course have that potential of completion with KVCC.
I was just talking with parents of a high schooler recently. I have a few years to go before I have to worry about high schoolers, and they were describing senioritis. And I suppose to some students, they think that 4 years of high school seems like a lot. 5 seems like more than you want to ever do in a lifetime. Is that 13th year, that extra year of high school, going to be a very different experience for them in such a way that it seems like they have started something new as opposed to just continuing something that they've been doing?
Absolutely. Right now, the issue of senioritis, I mean, by the time a student gets to be a senior in high school, they've pretty much established their academic performance. In their junior year, they take their ACT exams that are used for college admissions. Their GPA has been established for their college application. So that last year of high school, part of the senioritis issue, you know, some researchers have described it as a wasted year, that the student has already built their academic capita to go to college. And so now in that last year, what we do may not have as much of an impact. What the early middle college is going to do is that 13th year will, maybe technically they're still in high school, but in reality, they're going to be on the college campus taking college courses. And so I think it'll be drastically different compared to what students are experiencing right now.
Does this represent what we might call the stretching of public education? I think that was a quote I saw from Kay Reese's superintendent, was that, you know, we're talking more about early childhood education for students before kindergarten, and now we're talking about a little bit sort of the back end after high school.
Cradle to career.
Yeah.
Well, it's not only a stretching of the academic experience, but I think it's really going, I mean, it's going to change the landscape of education. A lot of the things that are going to be done very early in this process are going to be some assessment-based types of activities in which will actually function as an early alert system, which will objectively, using college metrics, tell the student, the school system, how strongly their students are actually performing. You know, one of the challenges that we have in higher ed is, you know, roughly 60% of the students that come to us need help in at least one subject area, math being one of the most common ones. It's my belief right now that as this system begins to evolve, we will see students coming to us in that 13th year, which normally would just be their first year of college, but we'll be seeing them in that 13th year, and we'll see them stronger, performing stronger in the basic academic skills because of the programming that they'll be put through this journey.
And they will certainly be more focused. Right now, we have many freshman-level status going to college with no focus or clue of what they truly, why they're in college. These students will have a focus and a pathway already determined.
More college ready if they go
more
through something like
ready.
This. Are there other places, Michigan or even other states, where there are similar programs that have been successful and have worked? And have you tried to pattern after those?
Yes, there are about 30, I believe, in the state of Michigan, 30-plus early middle colleges in the state of Michigan, and the data research has proven very successful for students. Great success rates of attaining anywhere from 30 to 60 plus credit hours through grade 13 in this model. And some are early colleges, some are middle colleges. As far as a model that we're looking to match, I don't believe how we're structuring the model in Kalamazoo County is out there yet. So they're all pretty much 9th or 10th grade through grade 13. But what we hope to do in Kalamazoo County is shape it like education for employment and education for the arts, where we could possibly share some of these classes either on KVCC campus where they would go directly, or if we're running, say, English 150 on Schoolcraft campus, there's a potential of having Comstock students and Vicksburg students all joining in and filling that course on that campus with a transportation hub system that's already in place for EFE and EFA. So the model of sharing classes throughout the county is not one that we've seen with early middle college that we would like to create.
And, you know, and I agree with you, Deb. I think you're plowing some new ground here. This program is very definitely different from some of the other programs. I mean, we're still allowing the high schools in this process to have some degree of autonomy as they move students through it. There's a lot of individualized decisions that they need to make on how they're going to be working with their students. And because there is not a central building within the county that's used for this process, that there are going to be classes offered at, for those high schools that wish to do it this way, there will be classes offered, different classes, potentially offered at each high school, using college personnel to help in the instructional process. And that's a little bit of a different model as well. Most of the models that are out there on middle colleges and early colleges tend to function a lot around a central site. There eventually will become a central site when they get to that grade 13, but through those earlier years, it's a lot of work within their own schools. I mean, they basically transition from the high school to the college by starting with classes in high school in a familiar environment, and then progressively work their way to that 13th year where they're now exclusively on the college campus.
Deb Miller and Jim Taylor, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much for having us.
Deb Miller is Executive Director of Education for Employment for the Kalamazoo Regional Educational Services Agency, and Jim Taylor is Dean of Health and Sciences for Kalamazoo Valley Community College. More information about the Early Middle College program can be found at WMUK.org.